Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 30th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good. Good to be back on the actual morning update. I feel like it's been a while. Those podcast or know-it-alls weeks tend to take some life out of you for a little bit, but we're back.
It's the way things go. We are here to tell you everything that happened on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds yesterday. It was day 59 in the house. Getting close to the end here.
Yeah, it would be, what, like two-thirds of the way through of a BBUS season? Day 59. Yes. We'd still have about another whole month to go.
Yeah, a whole at least 30 more days. But no, not in Big Brother Canada. In Big Brother Canada, we now have 10 more days. Or since today's day 70, you know, or sorry, day 60, it's 9 more days. But yesterday was day 59. And we had an interesting day. A large portion of it was taken up by a family visit that I really don't have that much to say about. But the rest of the day had some interesting stuff, especially in the morning, a long conversation between Kira and Anthony, where Kira just hits themselves basically on the strategic head over and over. So we started the day with Dane and Anthony. They're just basically bragging about how they've manipulated Kira. Like, can you believe what we've managed to get Kira to do? Keeping me? Anthony was like, yeah, it took like 45 minutes. It was totally cool.
Which is pretty much just Anthony's way of bragging because, you know, Dane had a lot to do with it. I mean, you guys got into a lot of this yesterday about how it actually went down, but I still feel like Anthony's the one holding his head up like extra high about the fact that, you know, he's able to manipulate Kira into doing whatever he wants. So this is fun for Anthony.
Yeah. Anthony was like, this is what I told them to tell you in the conversation mm-hmm. where they talked to you about it. And Dane was like, oh my God, that's exactly what they told me.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. Anthony's manipulating people. Welcome to the entire season, Dane.
Dane says, oh, I was acting super sad and like crying into their lap and so that they feel bad for me and think they owe me something think that I owe them something. So they're just very, very pleased with themselves.
As they should be. It's, going into this week, Kira was pretty set on Dane is my target. Dane's going home. The day of nominations, the day before nominations, Kira was all in on, I'm going to put these two on the block because I need to make sure that Adam does not take Dane off because Dane is my target and Dane needs to go home. And here we are a couple of days later with completely opposite plan and Dane looking to be staying. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So Adam is going to join Dane and Anthony and they're going to talk about Mark. How like they don't really like him that much sometimes. In particular, like the night before, I told you he was being kind of marky, talking about women and other weird Mark stuff, and they were just kind of like, man, Mark was kind of being weird last night.
I think Mark forgets that the cameras stay on all night, all day and all night, because I mean, it happened again last night as well. He just he doesn't seem to keep his mouth shut as much as he should in general, and also just late night when he thinks it's just him and the boys in the room talking about him and the boys stuff, and it's not. We're watching.
He prefaced it by saying, I can't say any of this stuff in front of anyone else. I know I can say it to you boys. You guys will understand. It's like, Mark,
there's cameras.
okay. There were 11 other people in the house that you feel like you couldn't say this to. But there are also thousands of people watching on the live feeds and close to a million to watch the show if they decide to air it, which of course they won't. But dude.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess, you know, when you're in the house for so long, I think a lot of them tend to come out saying like, I mean, JC's comments stick pretty close in my brain about when he came out and he turned on the live feeds for Celebrity Big Brother. And he's like, holy shit, like, this is what they are watching, like, literally every second of the day. But I thought Mark was like a bigger fan. I thought he would have been maybe like turning the feeds on at one point in his life. I don't know. I guess, you know, 60 days in or almost 60 days in, you just kind of forget. And then even when Big Brother reminds you, Canada is watching, remember, please, Canada is watching. And he's still saying some stuff he probably shouldn't be saying.
But yeah.
What are you going to do?
And like, there aren't even like any great quotes of like what he was actually saying. Just talking about like women, like, oh, you know, women don't hold my interest for very long. He was talking about Kiki yesterday, like, we'll probably date for a little bit, but not for too long. You know, I prefer women of Eastern descent European descent. You know, so it probably won't date for that long. And that, you know, that got Kiki off onto a whole thing. And
he was naming off all like the pre-jury people or pretty much everyone in the season. He's like, this person I want to be friends with, this person I don't want to be friends with, this person I want to be friends with. And you have the entire pre-jury like responding on Twitter like, all right, Mark, well, we didn't want to be friends with you either, so have a fun weekend after the finale, Mark. I'm sure you'll have a great time with your cast.
So, you know, just chill, Mark.
Canada is watching.
So
as are we.
They also talk about, oh, Mark, he flirted with Sam and Chelsea too much. He made them uncomfortable. And remember that time when we found the secret room and he just apologized to us for talking about us to the cameras? Remember that? Yeah. That was weird.
Yes.
So it's time for Mark to go. So it's time to start airing the dirty laundry, to each other about Mark. So then Kira, who over the course of the night had been thinking more about this decision to keep Dane in the house. So to bring you back up to speed again, Kira as the HOH had nominated Adam and Dane. Adam won the veto. Kira replaced Adam with Mark, and then, Dane managed to get Anthony back on board with him, and so Anthony decided to convince Kira to keep Dane and get rid of Mark, and so that's what was going on in Kira's head thinking about this decision. And they approach Anthony in the morning about the decision because they're having some doubts. They're like, okay, you know what, I don't think it's smart for me to evict the only person that I can beat, the one person that I can beat in the end. I don't think it's smart for me to evict them. Now, straight up here, I want to remind you, they're telling Anthony this. They're not telling Mark this. They're telling Anthony, I don't want to evict the only person I can beat. The only person I can beat in the final two is Mark. I don't want to evict him because I want to be able to beat him in the final two, Anthony.
Yeah, I think maybe they're thinking like, Anthony knows I'm still down for the final two, even though I would lose. Or maybe they're just not thinking at all in terms of like who I'm talking to. Because I mean, there's a point later in the day where Kira's talking to Anthony and they're saying something like, you know, I feel like we're siblings. I feel like you're like my older brother. So like, maybe they're just thinking like, we can say whatever we want to each other because we're that close and this is unbreakable and we're going to be there all the way to the end. Like, that's what Anthony has drilled into Kira's head so far. Like, you know, we can, you know, just be open with each other about everything. So Kira is being very open with Anthony about, I can beat Mark and it doesn't make sense for me to evict Mark. So yeah, this isn't really smart on Kira's end to be telling Anthony this. Not a lot about this week has been really smart for Kira, so wouldn't expect anything different here. But this is another of the reasons that I've been, because initially when the flip happened and Anthony decided that he was going to keep Dane instead of Mark, I was like, well, is this even his best move? Like, Dane is obviously a stronger competitor, but when you think about it and when you see more of these conversations from Kira saying how they can beat Mark, if Kira and Mark are looking at each other as ideal endgame opponents, Anthony taking Mark out now is definitely his better move. So I'm on board with Anthony's decision and not with Kira's. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think that Kira just looks at Anthony as a mentor and mm-hmm. they need help figuring out this decision. They don't realize that they're still playing the game when they're talking to Anthony. And so Anthony says, no. Look, you can beat Dane. You can beat Dane too. He's bad at wordplay and you just made the biggest move all season. But Kira's like, well, but Anthony, you're the best with your wordplay. So how do I know you're not playing me? And Anthony goes, oh, that because wordplay is all I have. Hey, to be honest, you'd beat me. Kira says, no, no. And he says, no. Look at the jury members. Look at the I'm not using strategy on you. I'm using strategy with you. I don't think I can beat Adam. And so if Dane can beat Adam, then boom, that's good for us. That's good for us. If we're in the final three and we beat Dane, we're final two. Kira's like, okay. But no, well, I mean, I think it's better for your game if we keep Dane, but it's not better for my game, Anthony. And he's like, well, look, you just sat Dane down. He cried in your lap. He is indebted to you. In his mind, he can beat you. In my mind, he can't. I would not lie to you. I would not lie to you, Kira.
Yeah. It's funny. This has been Anthony's thing for the past couple of weeks, almost the entire season, has when people approach him and Adam did this a couple of weeks ago. He's like, dude, you know, you're good with your words. You know, you're good at manipulating. You know, you're good at everything that you're doing here. And Anthony's like, damn right I am. Like, I'm good at this stuff. Like, this is my thing. This is what I'm good at. And everyone seems to acknowledge the fact that he's so good at it, but no one thinks it's happening to them. No one thinks that they're on the receiving end of it. No one thinks that, or no one's thinking twice about it when it's happening. It's just, it's like, oh no, I see the way you talk to people. I see the way you are with everybody else. You can get them to do anything that you want them to do. But Kira, you know, in this exact situation is like, well, you're not doing this to me, right? And Anthony's like, no, I'm not doing this to you. I'm just, this is all I have. This is my game. I have to do it with everybody else, not you. Like,
This is interesting, like this whole conversation. And I wrote down a good portion of it. So as Anthony is like rambling on about things and then changing the subject, that's what Anthony is doing, because he basically Kira will make a point. Anthony will stall for time by exclaiming something like, what? No, you have to look at the jury members and then say something completely different because he's come up with the counterpoint. Yeah. And I was very interested in this because I watched Tyler do this all season long on Big Brother 20, especially with Caitlin, with Sam and with JC, some other people, where they would constantly give him pushback and he would struggle to give the counter argument. He had to devote his entire week in the Caitlin HOH to keeping her on board because she kept pushing back and he didn't know always how to counter her arguments. And so he had to be more kind of emotional and kind of give her the attention that she needed rather than being able to, you know, make the correct logical points. And we talked about that his sort of like, he was the anti-Vanessa. He was not good at providing the logical counterpoints, but Anthony has both. He is both the mentor, the friend, the brother, the big poppy, and he is able to come up with these logical counterpoints with each time that Kira comes up with something and just overwhelms them with information about why it's best for them to do this. And so he said, I would not lie to you. And Kira says, you know, you might think I can beat Dane, but getting out Dane is a much bigger move than getting out Mark. And so I don't know. And he says, no, look, I can sit here as Kira and argue my case against Mark and it would blow your mind. I don't think you even realize. But if I make the big move and take out Dane, I can beat Adam at that point. Kira. Okay, Kira. Anthony says, no. You've already made your big move just by putting those two on the block. You have the power in your hands. You have power over the two biggest players in the game. That's power. That's a big move. You've already made the move. And so you are going to be respected in that jury house. Adam will take Mark over the both of us, over the both of us. Mark is dumb, but he's also very smart. Just by you winning HOH and putting those two in the box, Mark, he already knows he can't win anymore. He's like, oh yeah, I know he can't. His best shot now is 20 grand. How does he get there? You side with the best. I guarantee you he's been bringing talks with Adam. He's been bringing talks with Adam all season long. That's what's been happening. Kira's like, okay, I'm with you. I'm with you. But in order to feel comfortable about this, I need to talk to Mark to just to make sure that he said my name, because I have to be sure, because this whole thing, you know, started with Anthony coming to Kira saying that Mark was saying he wanted Kira gone next week. And so, you know, they're like, I need to talk to Mark and make sure about all of this. And Anthony's like, okay, I mean, yeah, think about this. Remember this. You know, remember when Adam came up and after you put him up and he was like saying that we had said your name, and I told him, you can't say, Adam, you can't look me in the face and say that I said your name. You know why? Kira's like, because it was Mark. He's like, yes, exactly. It was Mark. Mark was saying from the beginning that Kira and Esty need to go on the block. He wanted you gone. I said, if Kira goes on the block, not a chance in hell will Esty stay. And you know what? I pulled a fast one. It didn't even happen anyway. So, you know, think about that. And Kira's like, right. But in terms of like yesterday, in terms of him saying it now, what about that? And he's, look, you can do that. You can go to him and confirm, but you're going to start a whole storm. It's going to get you in trouble. It's going to get me in trouble. Trust me. If you don't trust me, just tell me right now. just tell me right now. No, it's not like that. It's not like that. Let me put it this way. People have said my name, but I've needed them in the house. Even if Mark didn't say your name, even if he never said your name, this still makes sense. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show.
I think the biggest thing about Anthony or one of the biggest things that makes him so effective is just the confidence with which he speaks. And everything he says is just, this is fact. This is how it is. This is how Mark is. This is how Adam is, whatever, you know, he's trying to get across. You don't really question him because he sounds so confident in what he's saying. It's hard to question something that he's like, no, like, I know that this is how Mark is gonna come to you and say this and whatever it is. So, I mean, you know, any other player, even somebody like a Dane or an Adam, like, they've been playing really strong all season long. And I think Dane has had one of his best weeks this week for sure. But even when they're trying to convince some of their other pieces in the house, when Adam had Sam, when Dane had Esty around, you know, they still had, like, Sam would have to go to Kira to have some other conversations. Esty would go to Kiki or Damien to just make sure. When people talk to Anthony, I don't think that they actually feel like they need to go double check his work. I think Kira is a little more concerned this week because they know that this isn't a decision that they should probably be making. In the back of Kira's mind, they know that Mark is the one that should stay in the house. But at the end of the day, like, when you're done talking to Anthony, you feel good with what Anthony just said. That's how he works, and that's how he's so effective.
Yeah. So he said, yeah, he says that this makes sense. Even if he didn't say your name, this makes sense, which is the complete opposite of what he was saying before. But Kira's lost too much information. Kira says, but if Mark takes me to the finals, I'm winning. And Anthony's like, exactly. And Mark knows that. That's the thing. But I'm his best chance. Even if he wants 20 grand, he at least has like a 20% chance to beat me, right? Anthony says, no. Because people have different shots against different people. Mark has a better shot against Adam or Dane than he does against you, because he knows all of the moves that they made, you know, because they were working together. Mark, he was doing nothing all season long, but he was watching the moves that they made. You, on the other hand, you were not involved. So he doesn't know how to argue against you. And you not being involved, you have a great argument. Like, you know, against you, no chance. As soon as you say, I knew there was an alliance, but I didn't care. Boom. No chance.
Mm-hmm.
And Kira goes, that makes sense. You know, this plan makes sense. I know it makes sense. It does. It's more risky. It's easier to get to the final two, but it's riskier to win. If I keep Mark, it's riskier to get to the final two. But if I'm against Mark, I win. And Anthony's like, because you're sitting there with Mark? Yeah. Again, still telling Anthony that they won't be taking him to the final two. But no, listen, Mark is not taking you. Trust me, he does not want you in this game, which goes back to him saying, even if Mark hasn't said your name, this makes sense, but it does matter.
And Mark's not doing a whole lot to help his case here. He hasn't really been putting in too much campaigning over the past couple of days. So
because he keeps asking Anthony, should I be campaigning? What should I say, Anthony? And yeah. Anthony's like, I think you're Mark has been relying on Anthony to give him scripts for campaigning since Mark's HOH week. And it's been very good for Mark because Mark has tasted power. He knows what it's like to be even though he's being controlled, it's like a middle manager that's like completely controlled by the upper people, but feels like they have power because they're over other people. That's Mark. He feels like, ha, Anthony might be controlling me, but at least I have power over other people. And so he's tasted that power. He's addicted to it. That's all he knows now. And so without Anthony telling him what to do, he's like, I guess I'm good. I guess that's the way.
Yeah, I mean, and which, not to open like a completely like wide open conversation here, but like that's what's made me question Mark's jury vote at this point. If Mark is going to the jury, I'm starting to wonder, is he going to feel the most burned by Anthony? If he's relying on Anthony so much this week, the two of them were such a pair going in. They were like, all right, well, Adam and Dane are the targets. And then, you know, Anthony's telling him all week, no, you're fine. You don't need to campaign or whatever. Is Mark going to put all the blame on Anthony and say, this is your fault that I'm going home and, you know, Adam or Dane is getting my vote?
I mean, I have lots of thoughts on that. Personally, I think he definitely goes for Anthony just because I think he's desperate for friends.
Yeah.
I think Anthony is his best shot at that.
Yeah. And I don't think I think Adam is like the least likely to get his vote. I feel like the tension between the two of them that has been there since the first time that Mark nominated Adam is just too strong. So it kind of does come down to me for Dane versus Anthony. But I don't know. I'm more leaning towards your side as well, that I think he still would vote for Anthony. But just the later in the week it gets and the more it seems like he could blame Anthony for the fact that he's leaving. I don't know if that's going to bother him a lot, but I don't know. We'll have to see.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident about Mark's vote. I think Kira is a little shakier, but I also think Kira would go Anthony. But anyway, back to the Anthony Kira conversation. He says, you know, hey, Mark is not taking you. Trust me, he does not want you in this game. If Dane wins, he's taking you 100%. 100%. Nobody can beat you except Adam. If it comes down to me, you and me, it comes down to wordplay. You've done more than me. What? No, no. We've done similar amounts, but I've had power. You had to do everything by yourself. Yeah, yeah. That's right. I have. I had to do everything on my own. I do deserve it. I had to do this all by myself without anybody. You know, even when I had people, they were bad for me. Chelsea, Sam, they did bad things for me for my game. So I do deserve. I do deserve this. I see that. You know, Mark, he just wants 20K. He's a wild card. Dane will be indebted to me. Okay. I trust you, Anthony. I'm willing to take the risk. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. I'm just enjoying the show. You can keep going if you have more.
I mean, that's it. I mean, it was a long conversation. And, like, it's astounding to me that Kira sees the situation correctly for the most part, sees that Anthony is strategic, manipulative, and sees that Anthony could be manipulating them. Like, this is so much worse to me than somebody like Victoria or like somebody who's just completely gone, who thinks that they just like, oh, I'm completely loyal to this person because they're my friend. Like, this is so much worse because Kira sees everything and then says, nah, over here. Like, most people are just over there in the first place. Most people are living in their own magical fantasy forest where everything's, you know, butterflies and cute foxes, and they're happy. And, you know, they've just been put in that world, in that bubble, and everything's fine. That's somebody like Corey. So he's just like in their own world, in their fantasy forest. Everything's happy. Kira's in the real world. They see the fantasy forest. They've made fun of people for living in the fantasy forest. They see it. They say, "Hey, but isn't that fantasy forest? It's not real, right? Right, Anthony? It's not real." Anthony's like, "No, no, no. It's beautiful. You should go there." And Kira says, they look at the real world and they go, "You're right. Let me take a stroll in the fantasy forest."
Yeah, you've said it, I don't know, yesterday, the day before, about Kira is somebody who has had pretty solid reads throughout the season, even when, you know, there's not much power that they've had in the game or anything. But, you know, they've been able to see the board more clear than a lot of the other players, especially back when they were first identifying that there was a guys alliance. Kira was on top of that with Chelsea. And then just as the weeks went on, the wheels started to fall off. And, you know, there was a point where it seemed like when Corey was on the block and it was like, all right, well, you know, Kira, Adam, maybe could come together with SD, with Damian, with Dane, and they can make something happen here. Let's get out Anthony and Mark if potentially we can make that happen. And then, you know, all of a sudden the next week comes by, SD's going to go out the door, and Kira's just going to completely, you know, crumble into following the pretty boys all the way to this final five deal that they made last week. And now, you know, as you're saying, just following Anthony all the way to the slaughterhouse. So,
yes. Anna Marie in the chat says, "What does it matter about convincing them? They can't vote anyway." This is actually largely for jury votes, because if Anthony just blindsides Kira or betrays Kira, that will make Kira mad. And more importantly, that makes it look like Dane somehow did something, right? That makes it look like Dane somehow flipped Anthony. Why would Anthony do this? But if Anthony convinces Kira, then it looks like Anthony's move. Anthony is keeping Dane in the game. Anthony is protecting Dane, which might make the jury start to look back at Dane's game and say, well, maybe Anthony was the one keeping Dane safe the whole time. The amount of control Anthony has this week, I think, will go a long way in showing who had the most control throughout the game. And I do think it will, even though Dane deserves a lot of credit for flipping Anthony in the first place, I think that the jury might have trouble seeing that given how much control Anthony had in this week, in particular with Kira. That I feel like, especially if Dane ends up taking Anthony over Adam, when people thought it was Dane and Adam, like, how did Anthony get Dane to flip on Adam? I do feel like people will give a lot of respect to Anthony for this move. Plus, with Kira themselves, the fact that Kira was on board will help a lot in terms of the betrayal that they will feel. Anthony's not going to be the one to take Kira out next week. It's not going to be on his hands. And so they're not going to blame him as much because they went along with the decision. So I think that there's a lot of reason why this is good for his jury management.
And you want to, you know, if I'm Dane, I want to make sure that I still have Kira on board, even though they might not end up voting. If the vote is still 2-0 with Anthony and Adam both voting to save Dane, you still want to make sure that third person is as in on the plan as they can, as you can get them to be. Because if they're pushing the other way at all it takes is them to have, you know, a little bit of influence with somebody else, get one more vote back on the other person's side, and then, you know, you're potentially out the door. This, you know, I keep bringing up BB Can 4, but this is what happened with Cass back then. So she had Kelsey that was pretty much like, she was selling her for a couple of days, and then eventually but she was also working on the Pax Bros. She needed their vote as well if it came down to a tiebreaker, because Tim was going to save her. So eventually Cass getting the Pax Bros on board, you know, ensured that when Kelsey talked to the Pax Bros that they were on the same page. So everybody was content with Cassandra staying in the house, which is exactly what, you know, Dane would want to do here, just to make sure that he's in a comfortable spot so that nobody is feeling the opposite way. And at the very last second on Thursday says, listen, this is something that we need to make sure that we switch. We can't have Dane stay. So I definitely think it's important that he's still paying attention to Kira, and, you know, not just pretending like I have the two votes. I don't need to worry about theirs.
Yeah. And I think that, like, it is, again, from a perspective point of view, I've seen people say, like, you know, people are so appraising Anthony left and right, but Dane deserves a lot of credit too for surviving, for flipping Anthony in the first place. And I think that's a very interesting point of view, because I think that both both players deserve a lot of credit for what's happening this week, but Anthony is coming out on top in the way that it's going to be perceived. Mark is going to leave the house and go to the jury house, and he's going to tell them, yeah, Anthony got Kira to betray Adam and go after Dane. And then he got them to change their mind and get me out of the house so that he could guarantee his place in the final two. If Mark is being honest, he'll probably say, and then maybe that was the right move because I probably was going to come for Kira. Or he might be like, and it was a bad move because I would have been loyal to him. But either way, they're going to see that Anthony was in complete control of this week and that he controlled the action. And Dane is not going to get as much credit, I don't think.
Plus, nominees don't get to leave goodbye messages for the other person, right? So is it right? Unless am I wrong about that? Because if Dane got to leave a goodbye message for Mark saying, like, I flipped the vote, I made sure that I'm the one staying and you're going home, then that's, you know, something that Mark might bring with him to the jury house. But if Anthony's the only one who gets to say goodbye to Mark and say, listen, I had to make this decision, I had to make sure that Kira was on my side, that's, you know, even more information for Mark to bring along with him. So
I think they do get to leave goodbye messages.
I'm not 100% sure.
They have to be good enough. And Dane's goodbye messages haven't been the greatest. I don't think he's got like the right strategy for goodbye messages. I don't think he'll do it in the way that works. So we'll talk about this a
little
bit.
Nikki in the chat is saying that they do. Yeah. I should think. So they might. So, I mean, Dane could have the chance to get his final few words in before Mark heads out to the jury house. But, you know, you got to see what Anthony uses in that. If he can use that goodbye message to his advantage, that's really helpful.
Yeah, because like if a showman is on the block, they're going to have the other member of the show.
Yeah, sure.
I think that, you know, Anthony is planning on telling Mark ahead of time that he will be voted out. So, and I think that's very, very smart of Anthony because he can talk to Mark for long enough to just explain why this needs to happen. Honestly, I think by the end of the week, Mark will probably be going to the jury house armed with what Anthony wants him to say to the jury. Like, and he'll do it, and he'll campaign for Anthony and the jury. I think that's just how Anthony has been operating lately. So, I fully expect Mark not only to be a vote for Anthony, but to be an advocate for Anthony Anthony's words.
I mean, Mark being the advocate for Anthony in the jury house is probably not what Anthony is looking for in an ideal world.
But with Anthony's script, that's how it's always worked.
But having this be the person delivering the message to Esty, to Damian, like Esty and Damian are going to want nothing to do with Mark in the house. Corey, I don't know if Corey could care less about what Mark has to say. But
people
Corey's
said
obviously,
the same thing about Maddie last season, and Maddie was very effective.
Yeah,
so.
Well, Paris's game was good with everybody in the jury house. Maddie didn't have to do the convincing, but we don't have to get into BBCAN 6 because I don't want to start.
And Anthony's
everybody.
Game hasn't been good with the jury.
Well, no, I'm saying if Paris's game wasn't as like harsh as Anthony's was or as like manipulative or anything like that. So I don't think if people have sour feelings, they weren't going to have them with Paris like they will possibly with Anthony, if that's how they feel. If
I don't know. People always refer to the Bruno and Godfrey situation, but I really feel like that was kind of unique. And honestly, I think that that jury was never going to vote for Godfrey over Sarah anyway. So I don't think that Bruno really had that much of an impact. This whole thing of like pushing too hard is really that big of a deal.
It might not be a thing. It's just something we've talked about a lot for the past couple of years. So it's just when you have that idea of like who would that person be if it's Mark, I just feel like that's probably not the best choice, but maybe it's not a thing and we don't have to worry about it. So,
I mean, I think Mark going into the jury house armed with, you know, arguments from Anthony is absolutely way better than Mark going into the jury house without arguments from Anthony, and way better than Mark going into the jury house mad at Anthony.
Especially if Kira follows Mark next week and Kira comes in with pretty much the exact same information that Mark is going to have from Anthony. And, you know, Kira's going to be like, I cannot believe that, because Anthony's not going to be the vote to evict Kira, right? I would assume that Anthony's going to still be on the block with Kira. Dane or Adam will be the vote, because if one of them wins veto, it's just how it's playing out in my head. So I don't know. Yeah.
It's just like we have never seen somebody arming somebody going to the jury with information. We every single time we've seen that happen, that person has won the game. Nicole did it. Paris did it. Dan has done it.
And he's doing it in a much more tasteful way than Tyler telling Scotty, go tell your friends I had the power.
Yeah, that's not the same thing. Definitely not the same thing.
Yes.
So we get to the family visit thing happens here. Like I said, I don't have a ton to talk about here. I'm sure it's going to make for an interesting segment. There were some tears that were shed. But basically, everyone's mom comes into the house as the house guests are confined to the secret room, and they watch on the TV, and everyone's mom comes in except for Mark's. And, you know, say what you want about Mark, but this is kind of sad for Mark that his mom was not willing to make the trip. He's talked about his relationship with his parents before, and his friend was there instead. So it was a little awkward because there was like just one dude and then four moms.
And the friend is like a Mark clone, so like he was just like as awkward as Mark is.
I think he was less awkward than Mark.
You could tell that they've been friends since they were 4 years old.
You can, but I think he was much less awkward than Mark. It's just he was in a very awkward situation with four other moms. And he was also like the only one trying to make an effort to use correct pronouns with Kira, which was, you know, why is he the only one? So all the moms are in the house. They dress up as their child slash friend.
Yeah, that was cute. You don't have notes about how great they all look. Dane's mom with the Dane shorts.
I was not Adam trying to study who had what clothes on because Anthony would have told me to shh. So that didn't happen. At one point, Adam's mom says, maybe Sam will give me some grandbabies.
Yeah, Adam talked about it last night. He was saying that his mom has wanted him to move home for years and find a nice girl and settle down and start a family. So I was not surprised to hear that when you look back, and she's obviously very happy about Sam. So,
yes. Eventually, though, they have to decide amongst themselves which one of them gets to visit their loved one. They have to all agree. This is basically Blood Veto 2.0. So it's very fitting that it's Kira's mom that wins it here.
Yeah, they had a pretty good system for how they were trying to figure it out. Dane's mom backed out because she was like, well, no, Dane's won HOH. He's seen me already. Mark backed out, or Mark's friend backed out. He's like, well, you know, I'm not one of these guys' mom, so I understand. You guys take it. It's not mine. And then it came down to, I guess, Adam, Kira, and Anthony. Adam's mom probably had to go with the same thing that Dane's mom said because she had been in an HOH video. I don't know how it ultimately ended up not being Anthony's mom, because Anthony has not had an HOH to see his mom yet, but I don't know, maybe his mom knew in the back of her head that, you know, these boys have dominated the season and Kira's mom probably deserves this for Kira.
What Anthony has been doing to Kira all season.
Yeah.
Long.
Like, I definitely don't think I can take this reward away from Kira.
Yes. So, Kira's mom does get it. We don't see the interaction. I'm not sure what happened there, but, you know, that was that. Kira, everyone wanted Anthony's mom to take it, but ultimately Kira's mom took it. So,
and Anthony's mom gaming a little bit with Kira's mom. Tell Kira how much I love them. You know, she kept saying her, but tell Kira we're all rooting for them and we love them so much and blah blah blah. And I was like, look at this gamer.
Yeah,
I see where you get it, Anthony.
So, Mark is going to, Kira is going to talk to Dane, reinforcing to Dane again, hey, I'm keeping you safe this week. Don't worry about it. He says, I like that plan. It's a good plan. Next week, I'm going to help you take out Adam. It's going to be 3-1. And, he's not lying that it's going to be 3-1. He's not, just not the same 3 that they think it is. Kira says, hey, we're both good with Anthony. So it makes sense. Makes sense for us to work together. Mm-hmm. How many times have I heard that this season? A lot of times.
Probably a lot. Look back through your notes. I'm sure you could use the find tool and find it a lot.
Yeah. Kira still thinks, but we can't let Adam know. He'll be suspicious. He'll be suspicious if he finds out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. No good there.
Oh boy. Mark is going to talk with Anthony. Mark wants to plan for next week.
Yikes. Ooh. Who's going to tell him? I'm not going to tell him.
Okay, what if Adam wins? We need to go to Adam and say, hey, PBs are still real. We need to take out Kira. Otherwise, we need to get Adam out.
Anthony seemed almost like unprepared for this, like just not expecting Mark to start talking about the next week. So like, I mean, he's obviously good to catch up with the conversation, but like, I feel like you could see it a little bit. He got caught off guard and he was like, oh yeah, you still think you're staying, don't you?
Anthony is 100% trying to stall for time with Mark. He's trying to not lead him on as much as possible, so that when it comes time, eventually closer to the eviction, he can let him know, hey, I've made a decision in another way. And so I think he's also trying to set that up in this conversation. He just keeps repeating, no matter what Mark says, Adam's not going to take me. Adam's not going to take me. I know it. Adam slipped up the other day. He said, hey, you're so good at this game. You're like the best I've ever seen. There's no way he's going to take me to the finals. So I think that, you know, that's, I think his argument to Mark is going to be, I'm sorry, but I need Dane in order to take out Adam. Adam's too big of a threat. You know, I think that might be the argument he goes with. So I think that's what he's setting up here.
Yes.
You know, can't be sure. If that doesn't work, he'll just pivot to another argument anyway.
That sounds nothing like Anthony. I don't know what you're talking about.
later in the day, Mark starts to worry that Kira and Dane are hanging out a lot, and Anthony is still just like, oh, yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't see what you're talking about. I'm sure nothing to worry about there.
Yeah.
And you'll also notice later that, they all start hanging out, playing some games later on in the day. And Dane does not have the attitude of somebody who is about to have their Big Brother game ended in a couple of days.
He's supposed to be mopey.
He's supposed to be. And he's like loving life, running around the house, having some fun playing the hide and seek game and playing pool all night. Like, if Mark's picking up on any cues, it should be the ones from Dane, that Dane is not in any kind of bad mood.
Yeah, they were playing hide and seek.
Yeah,
and also scaring each other.
Mark was not having fun.
Kira talks to Anthony. This is when they had the conversation. Kira wanted Mark to leave in a blindside. And Anthony was like, no, you only do that when you don't like someone. Kira just did that to Adam. That's mean. That's mean. I'm gonna tell Mark.
Okay, well, and to be fair, Kira very much does not like Mark. So Anthony's argument that you only do that when you don't like someone, Kira's probably like, well, I do not like Mark, so I would like to blindside him, thank you.
Kira also now doesn't like Adam, you know. It's the classic, if you betray somebody, all of a sudden you don't like them anymore.
You just made them mad.
Reasons to not like them.
Yeah, I mean, Adam's mad at Kira for the past couple of days, or at least, you know, not too happy with them, like they had been bonding for the past couple of weeks when Sam was around and then after Sam left. So, yeah, you made Adam mad, so obviously he's going to be mad at you, but now, whatever. I guess Kira is under the spell of Anthony either way, so not much to be said for all the other players with them.
It's just like one of the more, like, blatantly and, like, huge, like, psychological effects of, like, when you betray somebody, you find reasons to dislike them and, like, try to convince yourself that they deserved it so that you don't have to feel bad about your own decision. That's totally what's happening here. Kira's going to spend a lot of the time during the day bashing Adam. He's stupid. He's God complex, misogynist, all sorts of stuff. And now they hate Mark because Anthony told them to. They've always disliked Mark.
Yeah,
but,
they had a rough day with Mark. It seemed like things have just been getting worse and worse and worse. And I think, I mean, this game was just kind of a stupid game, the hide and seek, but, like, I don't know. I guess Mark was not really having the most fun. He wasn't participating as much as everybody else, and that was just pissing Kira off even more. They were like, "Well, he doesn't even want to play. He's not even like trying in this game." And then it was just funny. I tweeted about this, but, like, Kira's talking in the hallway before you go out to the hot tub about how annoying Mark is. Mark is standing right outside the door, and you have to imagine he heard every word. And then Mark was just like, the door opens, and he was like, "Ah, boo." He was like, oh, well, I was just trying to scare you. And Kira was, like, pissed off at that for about an hour because they were like, oh, well, you just heard everything I said. So, again, the exact same thing with Adam. I'm mad at you because you just found out something I did. Whatever.
Yes. Mark is going to have more, again, like I said, more conversations about, like, Kiki and all this stuff. He's having conversations with the bros, with his brothers. And this is another reason why I really feel like Mark is not going to be, like, super bitter about what happens, because, like, Mark's friend that came in, like, he's talked before, he's like, yeah, I only have, like, one real friend, like, that's his friend, and he's now has these other guys, and I think part of, like, he went in wanting to betray his alliance, wanting to betray these people, and I think part of why he chickened out was because he was like, I don't want to ruin these friendships that I've made. Like, I've got bros now. I've never had bros before. And Anthony in particular is a guy that they all want to be friends with Anthony because he has a pack of friends. He watches their back. And I think that is so alluring to somebody like Mark. And I do think that Mark will refrain from trying to, like, because Mark has nowhere else to turn. He's going to go to the jury house. Mark's not going to go to the jury house and find a bunch of people like, oh, we love you, Mark, except us. You don't need them. Mark is going to go to the jury house and people are going to be like, screw you, Mark.
Yeah.
They're all he has.
Yeah, and I don't want to get like too deep into like Mark's like, you know, thought process here, but like he's made comments about about Adam and Dane, about how like they're so beautiful and hot and they have like all the girls like flocking to them and whatnot. So I mean, I feel like there has been a little bit of like insecurity, jealousy towards those guys, which makes Anthony like his number one in that group, just somebody mm-hmm. that he's always had by his side, and he doesn't have any of those kind of like, I guess, jealous feelings towards. So I mean, that's just another reason why I feel like, you know, he has been drawn to Anthony more.
Yeah, and you know that in the conversation where Anthony breaks it to Mark, he's going to be like, but look, you know, I have to make this decision for my game. I know you would do the same. When we get out of this house, you're gonna be my friend for life, man. You're gonna be in my pack of friends. I'm gonna be Skyping you every day. And Mark is just gonna eat it up. So
yeah, and I don't know. Anthony doesn't strike me as someone who's gonna be on Skype every day, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, that's what he said to Adam too, so who knows.
Adam will also not be on Skype every day. Adam will be busy with his new house with Sam. So
yes, all right, so that's what we have for you today, unless there's anything else you wanted to bring up, Matt.
No, pretty big roundtable tonight. Can't wait to see what everybody gets rated, what the new Stockwatch update is going to be. It was a pretty big week, a lot of big decisions to make.
Yes, updating the Stockwatch tonight on the roundtable. I will release the form after this podcast ends. I will pin it to my Twitter feed at Armstrong Taren. You can find me on Twitter. Make sure you fill that out. Like I said, it's very, very useful and helpful when you fill that out. I know that's, you know, I know that there are many more listeners that listen to the podcasts that don't fill out the form. If you want to make your voice heard, you want to make this more representative of how the fan base really feels, then go and fill it out and see how it goes. It's very easy. It doesn't take very long. Yeah. And it's very fun.
This isn't the last one, right? Before finale?
No, we got one more before finale, yeah.
Okay. But I guess we'll know who won Final Four Veto by then, maybe, if it's a week from now. So
we'll probably know. We'll probably have a good idea of like what the finals will look like at that point.
Okay.
But yeah, who knows.
Right, well, that still makes this one pretty important. So
yes, there's only five people to rate. You start guessing about like who Esty and Damien will vote for in the jury. Rate this week. This week has been fun. All sorts of fun stuff, so check it out. You can find it on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. I will tweet out the link to it. I'll try to do it as soon as possible after this podcast ends. It'll be fun. Weed Brain says sorry, too complicated. But if you don't have Weed Brain, I think you'll be okay. I think you'll be okay. So thank you. Thank you for joining us. You can find Matt at Matt Liguori, and we'll see you tonight.